The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I believe this should be the podcast.
Oh, yeah, might as well. Are we recording?
Oh, great.
Maybe, oh, we're recording.
Maybe cue the music right now.
Here we go. And hit it.
And hi, guys.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. We have so much to get to. We're trying to keep it concise today, Darren.
We are. Like, I wanted to add a question, but I realized the entire South by Southwest saga
is a whole
needs
thing.
To be said. It's a whole thing. Yeah. So let's just get right into it.
Well, without going too deep into it, because nobody loves to hear travel horror stories, but you and I on Friday.
Instagram the shit out
That's
of our,
true.
Our horror story.
Well, you were
for
kind
sure.
of like documenting me, basically. Like, you were Jane Goodall and I was like the gorilla.
Yeah, you were my monkey.
Yeah, it's fine.
Normally, like, I'm just an impatient person, especially when it comes to travel. And like, shockingly enough, you know, we're flying together and it's like in the middle of the afternoon on a Friday. And basically, like, you know, it was kind of that or bust. Like, we were going to Austin for South by Southwest. So if we were late and we couldn't make our show, we're fucked.
Yeah.
So we get on the plane. Everything's normal.
1:30 p.m.
John, we see each other in the airport.
Yeah, I
we
run
decide
into
to
you.
Eat together, which is very lovely.
Yeah, everything was going great.
I wasn't going to eat. I was like, maybe I should save over the plane. But then I was like, you know what? Let me eat.
Mm-hmm.
We get there. We get on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. You and I are sitting like almost right next to each other, catty corner.
Yeah, from an aisle. Yeah.
And, we're waiting there for quite a bit, right, John?
Yeah.
Just sitting.
We sat in our plane seats with everybody ready to go.
How I was reading. I was devouring what I was reading.
You were very comfortable and love. Yeah, you were reading
Remember,
like
you were
crazy.
You're reading so much.
You were reading every single word of a magazine. I was very impressed. Oh, Matt
Two
has
magazines.
Drinks for us.
Thanks,
for another
Matt.
Shot.
Yeah, can you just tell us what we're drinking?
A motherfucking martini.
Okay.
Excellent.
That's what I like. Megan put her thumbs up like, yeast.
Yeah. So we sit in our seats and we are sitting at the gate for three hours. So then, Darren, after 3 hours, which normally isn't that
and they
it's
had
terrible.
Said mechanical issues, right? Like, they
right.
had come on and been like, we don't know. We have to have paperwork. Then they were like, we solved it. We're just filming out the paperwork. Should be 20 minutes. We were like, great. Then they'd come back on and be like, oh, wait. Another mechanical issue, but we don't know what it is.
And then
we'll tell you.
Do you remember the last thing that they said? They were like, okay, the second mechanical issue is fixed, but now there's a little bit of a disagreement with the paperwork. And we're all like, what?
I know,
what
I was
are
like,
you saying? Let's get out of here.
The fuck is going on?
So 3 hours is what it is. At that point, you might be thinking when you're listening to us tell the story that we took off after 3 hours. No.
No.
We deplaned.
We get off the plane and John and I are just like, you know when you get so frustrated and you just need to like vent it, but you know you're that asshole who's venting it. So you're like,
because everyone's going through the same thing.
Right. And like, it's
not everyone.
No, that's right. Matt was there the day before.
Having a beer outside. The weather was beautiful.
I mean,
I'm sure it was. Wow.
How much do you think Matt was hoping we didn't make it so he could do the show on his own?
A one-man show?
Yeah.
Matt the reindeer?
You know, he's been waiting to do it.
I feel like he is waiting to do that.
Look how cute he is when he shakes the martinis.
So long story short, we deplane. I'll just run through it quickly. We deplane.
I'm already pissed.
By the way, deplane, I don't mean we walked back into the
thing. Had to get our luggage.
We had to get off of the plane in the middle of a maintenance yard.
a bus.
To go to a bus.
To drive to a different terminal.
The wind was blowing. We were on rickety, like, stairs. Like,
and meanwhile,
we were in a lot of trouble.
You and I are dressed for Austin weather, not New York weather. Yeah. So I didn't have, like, a winter coat. Yeah. I didn't really have anything.
Me either, right.
Sit in the other terminal for an hour.
Which, was that even a terminal? It was like a holding area.
It was an hour, though, right? You think? Like,
it was a whole hour.
Not knowing anything.
Yep.
We finally get back on. But at this point, I look at you and I'm like, why am I not in a bad mood? Like,
I know.
If I was by myself, I would have been in such a bad mood.
Same.
But I was just like giddy.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like slap happy.
Yeah.
And you were in, I don't even know what it was, like a full tracksuit.
I was in a cute tracksuit.
Which just made me laugh even more.
Well, you said that Andy wears the same thing,
he
right?
He wears an Adidas like tearaway suit when he goes on.
That's pretty much
But when
what
he goes on like international 10-hour travel, not like a 2.5-hour
flight.
3 hours
down the way.
Right.
So it was like the Royal Tenenbaums?
It was. It was exactly the Royal Tenenbaums.
Well, the other thing that we didn't mention is that...
Just wasn't red.
When we deplaned and got to the holding area, most of us, I know you weren't, but most people I think in that holding area were assuming that the plane was going to get canceled. The flight was going to get canceled. Let's cheers.
Cheers, bitch. Cheers, bitches,
on another shot.
Good to be
back. We don't
always
do that. And so I immediately was like, okay, well, even if we don't,
you
if it
were
doesn't
like,
get
it's
canceled,
gonna be canceled.
I was sure it was gonna get canceled because
right.
You have to do a lot to deplane. You know, a lot has to happen to deplane the plane, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And everyone around me was like calling their people at
and
work.
And I was looking on apps and I was like, we're fucked. If we get on this,
yeah,
we get on it. If we don't, we don't.
And didn't you say like there was literally only one more flight the whole weekend?
And there
to
was
Austin?
Like two spots left. So
and
I was
at like 5:30 in
the
morning.
We're gonna be fucked. Yeah.
So long story short, we got the guy comes back on, we were able to reboard. Then though, a lot of people didn't realize this, I feel like, because we got onto the tarmac and waited another hour. Finally, we take off. The skies opened, literally. We don't even get our drinks for
I was having my second beer.
Oh, wonderful.
I think the sun was setting.
Oh, nice. Like, it was a beautiful evening.
Right about then.
Yeah, nice.
It's all worth it because Matt couldn't stay in our hotel because he wasn't considered talent. So it really all worked
That's
out for us.
That's not true.
Well, yeah, that is true.
My room was originally booked there. Uh-huh. But
and then they realized who you were.
Early,
the Driscoll.
I was the only one who was a VIP enough to get a badge.
That's right, you did get a badge.
And where did you go? Because you couldn't go to the Jordan Peele thing.
Nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. So it all worked out in the end.
Yes,
the flight ended up being fine.
We got to the hotel. The W Hotel in Austin is beautiful, perfect for this type of thing.
It was really nice. It was fun to do everything. And before we get into that, the funny thing was is like, I was flying out with Matt at 8 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
And that night, and we can recap everything. Like,
yeah.
That night, like, all three of us had dinner with our friend Sam.
Coworker.
Yeah. And it was, like, 9:30. And I was like, okay, we got to get up. It's daylight savings. And I told Matt, I was like, in the morning, call an Uber. Come get me.
Come get you.
And we'll go to the airport together.
And then I suggested not to do that because you're a little more...
I'm frenetic. I need to have my things. Like, I'm a very, like, routine
like
travel
time.
Person. I travel everywhere all the time. Like, I have my shit together.
Routine. Right, right.
Matt doesn't, right?
Maybe.
So
not
I
for me
lecture
to say.
Him for, like, an hour, and I say... You better fucking see me.
There.
And I go, if I don't see you at 6:25 a.m.,
I'm leaving.
Mama's going by herself. And he was like, yeah. Every man for himself.
I did say I'm not like 120% sure
that
I will be there on time. And
but
every man for himself.
He said every man for himself, but he was like, I'll be there, Darren. I'll be there. Like, basically stop being so OCD fucking crazy.
Sam talked me into going to the Twitter
party
that night.
Yeah.
And as soon as that happened, and as soon as we were on that group text where Matt was like, I'll go, I'm like, I'm not seeing him.
We haven't talked about this, Darren and I, but I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, he's staying out later. I don't know.
And I knew it.
And not just because it's Matt. I'm just saying, like, we all had a very long day. And
totally.
Daylight savings.
And it was, the flight was at 8 a.m. But, like, I said to myself, I was like, let me set my alarm. So I wanted him to come pick me up at, like, 6:30 a.m. because the airport was, like, 15 minutes away.
And my flight, by the way, wasn't until, like, 1:30, if
anyone's
wondering.
Thought, like, I woke up at 6. Mm-hmm. I got ready. I waited till, like, 6:15, and I text him, and I say, just texting to make sure you're alive.
Right. Because we didn't know. We wouldn't have known.
And I didn't want to be, like... push, like, it's tough, like, especially when you travel with other people, like, you have your own thing, and like, I don't want to be like that asshole, but at the same time, it's like, I know what I'm trying to do.
Right.
No response from Matt. 6:20, 6:25, I'm like, let me call the Uber. myself.
Right, you need to be going.
Call Uber. I get in an Uber.
Wait, because you, the original plan was that
I told
you
that if I didn't hear from him at 6:25, I'm going. So it's like, he's a grown man,
right-ish.
So I get into the Uber at 6:30 and I call him.
Yeah.
Because I was like, let me be that good person
who calls him.
Yep. It's going to be hard for him to come back. You know, like, even if I'm annoying, he'll understand why I'm doing it.
Sure.
No answer.
No answer.
So I'm like, great. He died. He's dead.
Matt,
and that's it.
Do you recall the phone calls at all?
I remember the voicemail. She said, hey, Matt, I love you. I'm very concerned that you won't make the flight because I really want to
sit. Do you
have
it on your phone
I really
want
to. Yeah, I'll play it.
Because I don't
really
leave voicemails.
Sit next to you
and I don't leave voicemails.
Goodbye.
Oh, this didn't happen?
No, he's creating that. I didn't fucking leave a voicemail.
Damn it, I was so
as
like,
soon as
yes,
he didn't
we
pick up,
it.
I was like, what's he going to check a voicemail now?
Right, right.
I get a call back later from him. Uh-huh. 5 minutes later, 3 to 5 minutes later.
After you had left.
I was in the car already. I called him, didn't pick up. I get a call from him back
in
the car.
Got it.
And I pick up and I'm like, hey. Uh-huh. And he goes, fuck. I'm never going to live this down.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, yep.
I'm fucked.
Yeah, well.
And I go, okay, like, go get your shit together. And I'm texting
meanwhile,
him.
Meanwhile, you're making notes for Martinis
totally
and
fine.
Murder.
I'm like, right. I'm like, he's never going to live this down. I'm like, totally going to screw him.
Right.
And in 15 minutes, I was like, hey, are you at the car? And he goes, not quite. I was like, he's never making this flight. I text him. I was like, no one's at the airport. Security should be
quick. You're already at the airport at this time.
I was like, do security because I have TSA pre-check.
Right, right.
So I was like already there. I knew I was going to be fine. I'm like sitting there. I'm waiting for him.
My life's good.
I was like, I feel great. Yeah. I don't see him at the gate. We board.
You board and you still
board
haven't seen
the plane.
Him?
I'm sitting.
This is
I'm
exciting.
Like,
I don't
I'm
know
fine.
This.
I'm like, whatever. It's so early. I'm
best
tired.
Best of luck to him, right?
And like 5 minutes before the doors close, I see my strawberry blonde friend coming through. He's sitting directly next to me across the aisle.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, I can't believe we're sitting next to each other. Like, do you think that was a coincidence or did they choose random seats?
Yeah, it's getting worse.
He literally says it to me and I go, Matt, I go, no, I think they deliberately did that because we worked together. I don't think it was like the last two fucks. Like,
serendipitous.
So dumb. Yeah. So dumb. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
Maybe it's spending too much time obsessing about true crime.
No, John, that can only be a healthy thing.
Well, then maybe it's Matt.
Yeah, his voice is probably giving people nightmares.
Well, Dedicators, you can use BetterHelp Online Counseling.
Good point, John. Take a drink.
You can schedule video and phone sessions plus chat and text with your therapist.
And the licensed therapist specialized in depression, stress, relationships, LGBT matters, grief, and much, much more.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Martinis and Murder listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code Martinis.
So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/martinis.
Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/martinis.
Wow. It was so bad. And I told him, I was like, I can't believe you made it.
Let's hear. Unfortunate this is. I mean, my first thought waking up late at South by Southwest,
I
probably could not get on another flight because everything is
right,
so
booked. That's what I said to him.
Wasn't that? It was Darren's going to fucking torment me forever.
I'm never going to let you live it down. And you know what? I'm not going to let him live it down. I just laughed the whole time.
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny.
That's good.
We just had good. And then Matt watched something on the plane and like, Matt would be one, like, he'd see my ear pods in, my headphones in, but then he'd, like, still talk to me. And I was like, what? Like, I'd have to take out my ear. I'd be like, what do you want? You see I'm watching something.
Well, I was going
to
say, when we were going down, you were watching a couple movies as well, and I needed an iPhone cord, and I was like, oh, my God.
You
I hope
tapped
she
me delicately.
I tapped you delicately. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Do you have an iPhone cord that I could use really quickly?
And I was like,
and
sure.
And you're like, sure, here you go.
No, but Matt just starts talking.
Yeah, well, right.
He watches Last of the Mohicans. Fine. I didn't make fun of him for it.
Okay.
Then the second movie he watches, there's so many things to say.
I knew she was going to make fun of me. I think I said,
she's
don't
making
make
notes.
Fun of me for
what
this.
Was it called? Colette?
Yes.
Colette? It was with Keira Knightley.
Okay.
And he goes, he starts like freaking out in the seat and he's like kind of talking loudly so like other people can like hear what we're talking
you?
About.
By the way, this is what, 7 a.m.?
And he's like, oh my God, Darren, have you ever seen Colette? And I was like, no, what? And he's like, Keira Knightley just said to another girl, oh my God, when you look at me, it's like you're addressing me with your eyes. In the middle of the plane.
Oh
in the middle
God.
Of the plane, he's saying this to me, and I go,
oh my God.
Oh.
Okay, Matt.
Like, check it out. I was like, great. Everyone now knows.
So is everyone asleep, right? Because it's 7 a.m. It's quiet. Right.
I think we all understand the point of this segment, which is Darren is a fucking psycho person when he travels and avoid her at all costs. She will run you down.
And he's saying this like, she's undressing her with the
eyes. Dedicators can pick up on this. This is not normal.
John?
I love that you're both like telling me this.
John?
Yeah.
I did not survive that.
John,
that
whose side are you on?
I don't know whose side I'm on because maybe you're both
at fault. Always me and Matt, though. Like,
it is.
It's never you. Like, and I said to even at our meetup, I was like, damn, I should have worn basketball shorts. Like, because it always is just Matt and I getting into these like hijinks.
Weird scenarios.
And Matt doesn't respect my little like, you know, like my little picadillos, my little things that I need, that I want. I don't want to talk to anyone. I just want to like get the fuck out of the airport.
Yeah, same.
And like, he gets into a car first and we're leaving. He goes, bye, babe, out the window, and I was like, I'm gonna fucking kill this guy. Like,
oh my god,
11:30 a.m. on a Sunday.
Actually, I did that to fuck with her, and that's not what I said. I rolled down the window and loudly said, love you, babe.
Oh, yeah, love you, babe. And I was like, I'm going to kill him.
And all these women by her looked at me, and I said it like as
loud douchey
as possible.
Yes, as douchey as possible. Yes,
with like a finger gun. And I was like, I'm never going to work with him again.
She just smiled and waved, but she was clearly very upset.
I was so upset.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How dare you label her as
a straight
woman. And all
the cute girls next to her were like, okay.
She's clearly taken.
I was like, she just broke up with him.
Wow.
It was a time.
Wow.
It was a time.
Wow. I did not know any of this. I'm like listening like the listeners are at the moment.
Meanwhile, I watched three like best picture movies.
You were all about these videos.
Yeah,
these
I
movies.
Got through Bohemian Rhapsody,
yes,
The
I
Wife.
Saw. Yep.
And then what did I watch on my way back? Another like
something good.
Yeah, something. It was fine. It was like enough.
Well, we should recap quickly just like what we did in South By.
Yeah.
We had our Comcast NBCU show at the Comcast NBCU house.
Yes, we did.
It was a live show. It was really great. It was really cool because it was just badge holders. It wasn't like specifically for Martinis and Murder.
Yeah, I felt like
fans.
Some people knew us, some people didn't.
Some people did,
You know, and it was kind of weird because, you know, in the Container Bar itself, it was like there were so many things happening.
Yeah.
People were at the bar. There was music playing. So it wasn't like a quiet auditorium or anything like that where we could say what we wanted to say. We were competing with the other houses that were there. So it was kind of like
the hip hop stuff.
It was a little ironic because we were saying this horrible case.
Yeah.
This like really horrible thing that happened above like, you know, like Lady Gaga playing in the background.
It was
definitely
a
unique experience for us.
Definitely.
But there were so many good participants. They loved our games. We had so much fun. Like everyone was just really lovely.
It was really fun, except Darren for the first minute because I walked up on stage and like a magician playing 52 card pickup with a deck of cards, my cards dropped flew all over the
John
stage.
John had like prepped these note cards for us. I don't know if Megan heard this. Prep these note cards. They had Martinis and Murder. Like he wrote out John Darren on every single card. His set, my set. Like I didn't have to think about anything. He handed these cards to me right before.
Yep.
They were so well done. John goes up there because he
I
has
grab the mic.
To be on a certain side.
I do.
Goes up there first and he's like,
Welcome
everyone. And the cards just all fall out of his hands.
As if like an explosion happened, except it was cards.
Knowing my schadenfreude, like it took everything in me not to just, and like I was laughing with you, not at you, but like it was comical.
It was so funny.
It
was just kind of weird because it's like Martinis and Murder fans would have been like, oh, John. And I would have been like,
and everyone
one
was like,
second.
What the
everyone
fuck?
Just was like,
And the best part was, is like, Matt made great Palomas, which I had two
of. That's right.
You didn't even like take a sip.
Okay, but let me defend myself with this. The reason
and
was
people noticed, by the way. People were like,
I
didn't
so
drink
I could
anything.
Tell. People in the front row were like, you need a drink. Here's the thing.
I made up for it afterwards.
I did.
We'll
get to it.
Megan,
listen.
He got drunk.
Okay, but listen. I didn't have a table next to me. So I had to put my drink down by my feet, which was probably not a good idea.
Wow.
Kicked it off into the audience. And I was so busy organizing the cards that I just picked back up back into their order.
Dying.
I didn't really have a lot of time to drink. So just know that I will be drinking at shows in the future, but we'll get to what happened later in just a minute. The show went well. It was an honor
really
to represent
well.
Oxygen.
It was such an honor. You know, the house looked great. Everything was amazing about it. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, it showed a lot about NBC and Oxygen to just like put us up there, you know, and we were sandwiched kind of in between these two panels. There was like an illusionist before us, and then someone
Busy Phillips
was late night.
Earlier in the day was the us
was Jordan Peele,
Lupita Nyong'o.
There were such a good panels, good discussions going on, and we were just like lucky to be part of it. And
absolutely.
I think everything went well. And to be fair, Matt made an excellent Paloma.
It was good. I had a couple of sips of it. It was very good. So I want to tell this quick story about Charlize Theron. So we were all finishing. This happened after the show, right? I can't remember.
I think so. We were walking.
We were walking back, I think, to our hotels or somewhere else. And we're walking just down near Rainy Street where all the action's happening with South by Southwest. And this like vision is walking towards me. She catches my eye. Women don't catch my eye.
Yeah.
So this was a big deal. She walks closer. We'll talk about it. Let's talk about the Kinsey scale. So she's walking towards me and I don't have the best eyesight from far away, but she gets closer and I'm like, okay. And she walks by and I go, Matt, Darren, that was Charlize Theron.
And Matt and I are like,
no, it wasn't.
Great, John.
Like, great.
And then we continued our like douchey conversation.
Yeah, like you guys were ahead of me. And I was like, no, I think that was her. Nobody was around her. She didn't have handlers. Nobody was noticing her. No one was stopping and saying anything. And I remember thinking, because now she's past me. I look behind. It's the back of her. And I'm like, okay, brown bob, white shirt or white dress. Remember that. And I'll look it up later. Sure enough, on her Instagram, she posts a picture of her chowing down on barbecue in the exact same outfit. So it was her. We walked right past her. It was kind of crazy.
It was kind of crazy. Yeah. I saw nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was.
I saw the back of her head.
But then, you know, like we decided to create another Matt moment where it was like, Matt, because he was down there so early, tell us a bar that we can tell local, you know, dedicators to come meet up with us.
Who didn't have badges.
And of course, he chooses a place that has a badge. And we realized that an hour before, and I was like, Matt.
Yeah, that was tough.
So we had to do a last minute location change.
Which was just a few doors down.
And a bunch of you guys came out, which was so much fun.
It was so fun.
Matt had his, I want to say it was like a burlesque mask.
Oh, the mask, yeah.
But like, he had antlers.
Yeah, it's all on our social if you want to check it out.
Yeah, but like, honestly, everyone who came out and said just like the nicest things, we all had, you were getting, Matt, how drunk was John? Have you ever seen him drunk?
I didn't really feel like I talked to Matt much during the
But he saw you, he observed.
Yeah. And we went out to dinner afterwards.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was the most trashed I've ever seen him,
I would say.
John Trasher was out. Yeah, sure. Mm.
So much so that the next morning when Matt finally got on our flight, he turned to me, he was like, dude, we gotta have John do a beer bong every time we record. And I was like, okay. And then Matt was like, I've never done a beer funnel before. Can you believe it? And I was like, I'm done talking to you. We're ceasing conversation.
But the reason that I said that was because at dinner, well, first of all, he was a lot of fun at the meet.
A lot of fun at the meet.
And then also at dinner.
Yeah.
He was telling these stories, and I was literally crying.
Yeah. I was peeing.
I was surprised.
You revived me at one point.
Tears were just coming out of my eyes.
I noticed that, too. I was like, I'm really getting mad with some of these stories.
The humor was just way amped up.
It was peak John Thrasher humor, and John was like cradling a bottle of wine. He made every fan sign the bottle at the end.
Yes.
And you were just like... Let's put it this way. John beforehand said, I'm giving this an hour. He was like, I've got an hour left in me.
But to be clear, though, the only reason I said that, because I don't want the fans to think I was trying to ditch them.
Oh, it wasn't them. It was you.
It was just that we had such a long day. We were on stage. It's a lot of mentally.
I think the fans were surprised you would come out for 10 minutes.
No, that's true, for sure.
You were like an hour.
And to be honest,
sometimes with me, because I get like nervous, it's good to set a timeline in my head.
Well, that's true, too.
So that way it like makes it a little bit more manageable. manageable.
Because
like,
you also don't know who's going to show up.
Right, it's very self-conscious.
Turns out everyone that met up with us is amazing. We should mention...
And John stayed out for 2 hours.
It was a long
hours.
Time.
I had to pull you away because I was so fucking hungry.
Yeah, I was getting... I know. And I hadn't eaten since breakfast that day. But shout out to a couple of people.
Yeah,
Tanya,
shout them out.
Erica... Ariane. April
who, got us a Taco Bell gift card.
And I have to make sure I can say this. She bought me the bottle of wine. I had only wanted a glass of wine, but she insisted that I take
the
bottle.
She wanted to buy drinks for me and Matt. We were like, absolutely not. I mean, Matt, buy her a drink. I was like, no, Matt, you're buying us all drinks.
I kept saying, like, you cannot do this. Like, I can get my drink. Like, please. And she truly insisted, wouldn't let me. Kelsey, Teresa, Jessica, Nancy, I hope that's everybody. As you might remember, I don't remember names very well, especially
that night.
She remembers
nothing. All of you guys were like fucking fantastic.
And they're friends. A couple of them brought friends that weren't even listeners of the show. They had fun.
It was so great. We really appreciate
it. It was a great vibe.
It was such a great vibe. We had so much fun.
The weather was perfect. It was like a nighttime outdoor scenario.
Yeah.
I want to say one quick thing too. As we were heading back, you guys had your plane story. Now, I don't know if you know, but I love Nicole Wallace, who is a contributor on MSNBC. She used to be on The View. I see her from time to time here at 30 Rock. Well, sure enough, I get to my gate and who's sitting down in the seats near me but Nicole Wallace.
Oh my God.
But let me say this. Her reporting is very important to the health of our country at the moment. And she was clearly like reading and studying something. So I didn't want to interrupt her. But we were like basically sitting right next to each other and I was geeking out. So then that's not it, guys.
Yeah.
Then I stand up and I walk over to board and I see a couple of people kind of like meeting in the line that came from off to the side.
Just note that John's flight was very different than mine.
Very different experience than yours. The biggest superstar in your plane was you and Matt.
Me.
Yeah, you. And who comes trickling over? None other than Jonathan and Nancy from Stranger Freaking Things. I am one of the biggest Stranger Things fans. It was the most, and I don't, you know me, I don't get weird and excited about celebrities
at all.
You get
Stranger Things and I get Matt being like, oh, I know. Cool, girl. Great.
She said she was undressing him with his eyes.
How cool is that, Darren?
Yeah,
how
cool.
Oh, man. No, she
Next
was awesome.
Segment.
Next segment. So all I'm saying is, so those actors' names are Natalia Dyer and Charlie Heaton, and they're actually dating in real life, which is a fun fact. But they too looked
like
a
us.
Little, yes, like us. But Natalia had like big sunglasses and like a hat on. So clearly didn't want to be bothered. But
and you said, you too. You're going to be on Martinez.
You're
going to
be on my next show.
Next episode. Got it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it was fun. It was a cool little thing to take a flight with them. But anyway, thanks to the Austin fans.
In fact, before you know, we get to like all the things we have to promote, we got a little card today.
Yes.
We got another $25 gift card to Taco Bell. So we're all going to go out.
Oh my God, we're doing it.
Megan, obviously you're coming.
Yes.
Let me read this note.
Yeah.
Miss Carp, Mr. Thrasher, and Matt the bartender.
That's my favorite part. Mr.
I know.
And not the bartender.
Look, normally I get Mr. Carp, so you're already winning in my book, Elizabeth.
It could have been Mr. Matt the bartender.
I was going to say Mr. the bartender.
No, you have no gender.
I would say.
I love listening to Martinis and Murder as well as recommending it to all my friends who enjoy true crime as much as I do. Keep up the great work.
That
Thank
means
you.
So
this
much.
Is from Elizabeth McGorick.
Okay.
McGoirk.
Okay, that's tough, but I think you did a good job with
Gork.
That.
McGork?
McGork?
Help me out here, Elizabeth.
All right.
Here's individual notes to us.
Okay.
Darren, I'm also an engineer, so tell your mom she's amazing for being a woman in STEM. You're also amazing, and I can't wait to watch the game show you one day host.
Aww.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Hi, Susan.
John, your voice is so nice to listen to on the podcast, and you seem to be so sweet. If I ever meet you, I'll ask you to give you a hug because you're too good for this world.
Oh, my God. That's
Elizabeth,
like so nice.
Matt, here's a note from Matt.
Here we go, yeah.
Your kids are adorable.
Hey,
fair enough.
I motherfucking did something right.
That's true.
Together,
he did something right.
You, Megan, and she wanted to make sure she spelled your name right, and she did.
Good.
And the lawyers make the perfect team.
Wow.
P.S. Here's a question that we need to answer how long do we have, Megan? 5 minutes?
About 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had to choose one murder weapon, and she uses murder weapon in quotes, mm-hmm. to use to survive a zombie apocalypse, what would it be and why? Which is great because I watched The Walking Dead, mm-hmm. so I'm very familiar with all the weapons. To use,
so they have to be real weapons. They can't be superpowers.
She didn't ask superpower. She said murder weapon, but she's using murder weapon in quotations. Sure. So yeah. I want everyone to get on the horn here and tell me what you'd use.
Well, why don't you go first? Because I don't even know how you kill
more
zombies.
So for me, if it was a zombie apocalypse and if they could die the same way that the zombies die in Walking Dead, which means you have to cut off their head, I'm going with a katana.
Yeah.
Or like a sword.
Yep.
It's a stick, something like that, because a gun makes too much noise and you have to have bullets for it.
Oh, right.
So I don't want any of that. I want something that's literally like never runs out of ammo.
Right, for sure.
And could get a lot of heads chopped off at once, which I feel like a fucking katana would.
Right.
And Michonne on Walking Dead is like the baddest of baddest. Asses, yeah.
I think mine would probably be then, if I could choose, not just a sword, but like a tennis racket with a sword edge. Because I can really throw, I can really hit a tennis ball with, I'm really good with a tennis racket.
So instead of like a slingshot, you're like, just like serving tennis balls?
I'm thinking, no, definitely not tennis balls. I'm thinking a racket with a like sword's edge, you know, like the edge of the racket.
Okay.
This is, I'm creating a superhero.
John's like, I choose a t-shirt gun so everyone could just have a good time.
So everyone can enjoy life on the planet.
You get a t-shirt.
No, but I think it's something like, I don't know. I'm just always thinking about how good I would be if I had to defend myself with a tennis racket. Because I've played tennis on some weird courts and some weird places of cities that you have to kind of be able to defend yourself, because some of these public courts are not safe.
So a tennis racket in the shape of a knife, also known as a knife.
Got it.
Megan.
Mine's a slightly different iteration on that. So
tennis racket.
Freddy Krueger had the blades coming out of his fingers, right?
Right.
As an Edward Scissorhands.
I would have them on my giant antlers, just blades.
So you could like headbutt zombies.
And slice.
Wait a minute.
Crash.
This is amazing.
Think about energy, though. Imagine Matt just like swinging his fucking head around.
Yeah, but imagine if it was just swords. Like, I want to write a comic book about this.
It would extend like 8 feet. Right. Nothing would touch me. Okay.
Okay, that's good. Quickly to Megan.
Yeah, Megan thought about that.
Megan's
going to
be like,
Megan's
guys.
Thought about this.
Yeah, Megan's
going to
have like the most practical answer.
Megan's answered this before, I'm sure.
Megan thinks about this every day.
Go ahead,
I do think about it every day.
Yes.
Megan.
I go with an axe.
Yeah,
it's such a stupid like answer, but
something
it's the same
like
thing.
You don't run out of ammunition.
Yeah,
right.
Never needs to be reloaded. Doesn't need gasoline, and also I have no upper body strength, so an axe has that weight.
The weight of the axe.
So it sort of helps
now,
you.
Just for clarification, is it an axe shaped like a tennis racket, or is it just an axe?
It's an axe shaped like a t-shirt
like
gun.
An axe. Yeah, it's shaped like a t-shirt gun.
But my tennis racket idea is basically an axe, if you think about it.
Right, so, exactly. Just with mesh netting.
There we go.
Anyway, just
very
a few
nice.
Things.
Thank you,
Elizabeth, thank you so much. That is so sweet. John, Megan, and I will use all the $25.
Hell yeah.
Matt will get you a little coat.
Yep.
That's all you get. So thank you so much for everyone who came out. All of our fans, you guys are amazing. We have a few quick things to promote.
Yeah.
Hit it first.
Okay, so we have the Yarn app. We talked about it last week. You guys have to download this. It is so funny.
I knew what was happening, and I did it anyway.
Me too.
And I was like laughing out loud at how funny it was and all the pictures we took. You guys have to do this.
I was going to take screenshots and send it to you. I'm like, they probably already know. But basically, it's a fictionalized story about me, Matt, and Darren. It's on the Yarn app. You can download it. There's a link in our description that will take you right to it. And you kind of read the story like you're looking at text messages. You just click and new messages come up. And it is
so
really funny.
It's very easy to read. Like, it's such a good way to ingest, a story. Yeah.
And it'll leave you laughing, but it'll make you feel a little bit uneasy as well. So check it out. It's in our description. Let us know if you're reading it. We'll give you a shout out on the show.
This episode is coming out on Thursday.
Yes.
Well, tomorrow, Friday, John and I will actually be doing a Facebook Live. What time are we doing that?
I think it's at like 1 p.m.
Yeah, it'll be about 1 p.m.
Yeah, lunchish.
On our Facebook page. Just kind
in the Facebook group.
In the Facebook group. Just, reiterating everything that we're doing. We'll answer any questions you guys have, comments. We'll read some fun stuff.
We did it before and it was so fun.
We did it before. We're going to do it again. It was just kind of nice. We'll do it for like 30 minutes. Come in, have a chat. And let us know what you think of our Yarn app and everything let us know if you get tickets to Death Becomes Us, everything.
Everything. And ask us questions because we like to be able to answer things. We want to know what you guys guys are curious about.
Yeah, and it could be anything.
Did you mention Gramercy Theater March 23rd?
I didn't, but you know what? We have a live show, Gramercy Theater, March 23rd. Tickets on sale now. There's going to be a link in our description notes. It's also Death Becomes Us Festival. You can also get tickets on oxygen.com.
Yeah.
We're so excited for this. Again, my girlfriend's going to be there.
Yeah.
I have Is your boyfriend going to be there?
He will not, unfortunately. He won't be in town that weekend. Okay. But I have a bunch of friends that are coming, actually, and their families. So we'll have a full
so you can
house.
Meet our, yeah, we can, you can meet all of our constituency, yeah, as you will, our posse.
Our friends and family, yeah.
And where else can people see us, John?
Well, in case you miss it, Sunday, we announced on the last episode that we will be at CrimeCon 2019. We were at the first one, we were at the second one, and now we're going to be at the third one.
That's right.
New Orleans. Details to come, but we'll have more of those as we get closer.
And Aaron Rott, our friend, says she's going to come.
Oh, really?
To New Orleans. That's what she says.
She should.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
By the way, remember when she was texting me and like I was like, oh, she's 40, because we had that whole thing?
Yes.
You actually thought she was 30 and I was joking about it the whole time? Or did you actually think she was 40 or 50?
I just remember not. I knew she wasn't older. I thought she was younger than we were.
Yeah, no, genuinely. She looks 10 years older than us.
Yeah, yeah.
So
there you go.
Anyway, Rot, fuck you. Yeah. And we love you all so much. Not Matt. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we have our new episode on Sunday.
Yes, bye.
Not that you're low energy, but I feel like if Megan's tired and then I just come in and like, woo, she's up. She knows where she is. Right, Megan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what I thought.